For the second time since the end of the Civil War, Liberians have gone to the poll in peace. They were choosing a new president and representatives. Our correspondent Bram Possumus was there during the end of the campaign and joins me now here in the studio. Bram, welcome.
Thank you.
To start, how was it?
How was it? Well, it's rather indescribable. Let me just give you a taste of the kind of sounds you heard on the streets of Monrovia. That's election music, Liberia style. And the atmosphere was lively, festive, a dance party all the time. And obviously people were also there to make their points. And I've been talking with the supporters of both sides, the ruling Unity Party of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and of course also of the opposition Congress for Democratic Change of Councillor Tubman, who is challenging Johnson Sirleaf. And here are a few of the things that they had to say.
I've decided to come out because justice is long overdue. We came out overwhelmingly in 2005 to show to the world that we are prepared this time for change. The government in power now, they are not seeking our region. They are not getting any request over. So, and we believe this team, with Josh Weah and Winston Tubman, this is the best team we are supporting. That's why we have come out in our numbers.
We, the Liberian people, we cannot be ungrateful enough to dis-elect Madam Ellen for the second term. But what we have decided, I can say on behalf of the Liberian people, the youth, that we will re-elect Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf this term.
Right, so these were supporters. The last person you heard supported the Unity Party, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. The first one supported Councillor Tubman and George Weah, the football player, who are running the Congress for Democratic Change. Quite a divided opinion, but what was most interesting to see was how peaceful it all was and how festive, carnivalesque the whole atmosphere was, as you heard off the music.
And who are these presidential candidates exactly?
Well, let's pick the two main ones. Obviously, you've got the incumbent, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's a veteran politician who has been in politics on and off in Liberia for close to 35 years now. And first challenged the president in 85, then tried again in 1997, and then finally got the presidency in 2005. And she's actually bidding for re-election. And she has hung her campaign on the fact that she consolidated the peace in Liberia and that she reconstructed the country. It's better now, it's cleaner, it's better built up. The water is coming back, the electricity is coming back, the services are coming back. And that is her track record. And I'll just give you an idea of who the most famous other candidate is. Right, so that is quite obviously George Oppong Mane Weah, who used to be the number one opponent of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, but has now taken a back seat in his own party, the Congress for Democratic Change, and decided that a veteran politician called Winston Tubman, the cousin of one of Liberia's longest ruling presidents and also a former minister and a UN official, he has actually taken on the CDC, the Congress for Democratic Change, as its leader or standard bearer, as they call them in Liberia, and Weah is still there to attract the votes of the young, but he is not really the big crowd puller as he used to be. Although, I have to say that when the CDC came out in force in Monrovia over the weekend, they still managed to attract most definitely tens of thousands of people. But they did that mainly by throwing a gigantic dance party.
And I see that you brought some Liberian newspapers with you.
I have indeed.
What do they say about the main issues in the country?
Well, you've got a couple here. I mean, Liberia produces something like 19 titles every day, so this is not really a representative sample. But if you look at papers like Front Page Africa or The Daily Observer or The News or The Enquirer, they will usually talk about the candidates. They will attack candidates. They will describe Ellen Johnson Sirleaf attacking the CDC, saying they stand no chance. They have also been quite critical of Winston Tubman, who actually criticized Ellen Johnson Sirleaf ceremony for winning the Nobel Peace Prize. They thought that was very mean-spirited. And, yeah, basically, they will run on the campaign themes. If you want a pattern from me about these two candidates, then it is the UP, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, campaigned on achievements. The CDC, the opposition, campaigned on complaints.
Okay, thank you very much, Bram, for now. We'll come back to Liberia later in the program.